This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at Franklin Armory or franklinarmory.com. Well, it's time to talk a little combat pistol craft, and, the only person I try to do that with most of the time is going to be Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing tonight?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you?
I'm coping. How is the rehab?
Going really well. Doctor's appointment yesterday. He let me out of the cast because I'm a little ahead of the healing curve. So I'm in the boot, but he still doesn't want me walking on it for another couple of weeks.
But you're ahead of
the boot. The advantage to being in the boot now is I can take it off and on and, have the convenience of that.
I don't know that. I never have existed where whenever I've had something like that, it's always been a cast. Is that better than
right.
a cast?
Well, when you're in it, it's just like a cast, but you can take it off and on, So for me, that's huge because, just getting around, taking a bath, everything's much easier. And I can do 2 weeks standing on my head. No big deal.
No big deal.
I'm into it this far. Another 2 weeks, no big deal.
So, and then after 2 weeks, what is he saying? I mean, how far ahead are you?
I can start walking in the boot.
Cool. Okay. Well, you'll do that. Get out there and do it.
I can work.
I don't know how many guitar riffs 2 weeks are, but you can do that with no issues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's talk a little bit. When did you decide that, now most of the instructors I know out there, now almost to a T, they all default to 9mm.
Okay.
And I know that self-defense ammo has made leaps and bounds to where 9mm is now, as I'm told, 9mm does the same damage as a round of 45 ACP in a self-defense ammo configuration.
Yeah, and that's strictly, I would agree with that, but strictly based on bullet design for terminal performance. Not all bullets are created equal.
Right.
But, yes, the quality in materials, bullet design negates the argument of caliber size.
Right.
So, primarily 45 versus 9mm.
Now, I know you have a thing about, you have a thing with Glocks, you like Glocks now. Have you ever thought about carrying a Glock 21?
That was the first Glock I ever owned was a Glock 21. But I kind of phased it out. And of course, I've, fired my share of 45 ACP in my time.
Right.
The one thing I want to point out in respect to, current manufacturing, bullet design, and all that, capacity is king in combat. Capacity is important. You can certainly carry, you know, much more 9-ball than you can 45 ACP.
Right.
But it all depends on your perspective. You know, are you prepared and do you only expect to encounter a small-scale self-defense type scenario? Or, you know, are you going to be as prepared as possible to, you know, repel a flash mob?
There's no
making sense out of it.
That's where capacity comes into play, yeah?
Right.
Of the calibers that are out there today that are the same size, roughly, as a 9mm, where you can get close to the same capacity, is there any out there that you look at that you kind of think, well, I mean, I know the big problem with some of these is that there's just not a lot of them out there. But, like, what do you think about calibers like 357 SIG, 40 caliber, what kind of, you know, those kind of things?
Yeah, but see, you're both of those that you talked about, like the 357 SIG, that's a bottleneck cartridge, and it's kind of unique in that respect. But it's a neck mount 40 case is what it is. To get the capacity to reach the 357 performance out of a semi-automatic. There's not one caliber that comes to mind that would compete with the 9mm other than the 22 caliber. What a lot of people don't take into consideration is, there was a statistic, used to be there were more people killed with 22 caliber pistols and rifles in the country, bar none, because of the simple fact that, one, it's a lethal cartridge, and, two, they're that common. They're prolific. Low recoil, very high capacity compared to anything else. Somebody properly equipped in 22 caliber, that'd be a challenging opponent. You know, the 5.56 or 223 is nothing more than a hypervelocity 22 anyway.
Right.
So, a lot to be said for the, you know, the caliber itself.
That's interesting. Yeah. I had not thought about the 22. When I was thinking self-defense, I was not thinking about the 22. Although, I do know that somebody could carry an awful lot of 22 if they had to run out of the door, couldn't they?
Right, absolutely. It's very super low recoil muzzle signature cartridge. Depending on the pistol that you chose to fire it out of, be smart about that. But I have no qualms in recommending somebody carry a high-capacity 22, especially if they're, you know, a relatively inexperienced shooter or a new shooter. You know, if you are within your rules of engagement, light them up.
Yep. I hear you. Excuse my busy throat. I have a busy throat again. It just happens all the time. Coming up on the first break, Combat Speed LLC is the name of the company that Super Dave runs. The website is called combatspeed.com. Dave is described by various people that I know and respect as the very best pistol gunfighter they've ever seen. And so when you train with him, you're getting some of the best. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or are set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington. Now, okay, so I tell you what I've been sort of hankering to do, because I haven't done it in a long time. I haven't done it in 30 years. Goodness gracious. I've been hankering to get out into the wild. To get out into the wilds of America, maybe go camping. I'm not really a hunter per se, but, you know, maybe just go out there and just, I'm sure it would be very painful for me now. But it'd probably be one of those things where I actually, took more creature comforts than I used to take when I was in the military. So when you go out into the wild, when you do those things, do you carry the same 9mm pistol you carry all the time, or do you shift?
No, I when I'm out in the boonies, so to speak, and there would be serious concern in respect to medical response time, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Getting serious medical attention. I up my game to 10mm. I carry a G20.
Okay.
It's the pistol I hunt with. But I would like to make it a point that a lot of your commercial over-the-counter 10mm ammo is not, you want to check it out. It's not all of it is necessarily loaded to what
could they're be not bear loads, are they?
Spammy spec.
Yeah, they're not bear loads. They're more like a 40 caliber heavy or a 10mm light.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So depending on, you know, what you want to be prepared for, make sure your ammunition, you know, supports it. Don't, you know, go get you a box of Remington UMC over-the-counter stuff and think you're going to get legit 10mm performance out of it. I don't know. You may not. I'm saying I don't know, but you should find out before you commit.
Well, you know, the thing about 10mm, now, I have had the Glock 10mm. Right now I've got one of my sponsors building me a Poly 80.
Okay.
10mm. And, I never tried anything really seriously heavy in the Glock. Can the Glock handle the full, the real 10mm, the 10mm goes?
Oh, absolutely.
Thump.
Absolutely, no worries at all.
Now, why have you defaulted, why have you gone with 10mm? I'm just curious about that. Now, I know why I would go with it, because it'll stop bears. And most of the time, I'm not going to have to worry about bears, so... You know, most
right.
bears.
I use 10mm for hunting because I don't like chasing deer. I don't like tracking them. I don't like pulling them out of the woods.
Right.
I like to, whenever possible, get a good head or neck shot. And the pistol caliber, the 10mm, is plenty to expect to drop them pretty much where they're at.
Now,
it has, you know, the 10 mil has the power and a pistol caliber to do the job.
It's not going to be one of these things. So I'm presuming you're telling me that if you pop an animal with the 10mm, that it's going to, it's just going to drop them right then and there. Is that right?
Shot placement's critical, dude. You can't,
nobody
has a crystal ball. But all things concerned, deer are very tenacious prey animals. I mean, I have literally blown hearts out of deer, and they run, 150, 200, 300 yards.
Right.
You know, depending on what the terrain is like. But you hit them in the head or the neck, and they pretty much drop. So when you go to the body, either, a good upper lung, upper chest, lower chest shot, or lung area on a deer, you can expect to have to probably track it unless, you know, circumstances are in your favor.
Right.
And the deer, you know, you just have to catch the deer at the right time, and they just go down.
Those are all crucial components, I would presume, catching them at the right time. So the 10, but with the 10 millimeter, do you choose that because it's going to handle anything you might run into in the forest?
Yes.
Okay.
And from a standpoint of, you know, using the 10 mil against, or let's just call it an anti-personnel role, I choose a 10 millimeter for punching through vehicles.
You know, I tried to tell that to somebody one time, and they were like, you know, you don't know where all the hard parts are on a vehicle. And I mean, actually, I sort of do. I would, my choice for 10 millimeter would be primarily because if I do shoot through a windshield, an angled windshield, I want something that's going to try to, that hopefully will keep its trajectory that I've aimed it into and not deflect off one way or the other. Because if I'm shooting through a windshield, I'm probably shooting at somebody trying to run me over.
Right.
I'd sort of like to interrupt that if I could.
Well, you certainly have much less deflection out of a 10 mil than you would a 9 mil.
Yeah. One thing I noticed, and I'd be curious to see what you think about this, I always thought the Glock 20 shot better than the Glock 21.
Absolutely.
Yeah? Okay.
10 millimeter has a much flatter and aggressive trajectory than 45 HP.
Okay. I was just, excuse me, I was just wondering. I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that. I've had a, Agency Arms has built me both a Glock 21 and a 20, and I thought the 20 was the better gun. And, I mean, that was running the heaviest and hottest stuff I could run out of it. So we're coming up on the next break. Of course, Super Dave, he's convalescing right now. And probably the closest he's getting to teaching is all of these crazy questions I ask him here. But if you want to check him out, if you want to see what he's up to, you can go check him out on Facebook, Dave Harrington. See his, watch him play his guitar. Check out his cats. Check out his convalescence. All that stuff. And, of course, there's CombatSpeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Votes are still being counted in the presidential election, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is confident American national security won't be affected.
I'm very confident that we will do all the things that are necessary to make sure that the government, the United States government, will continue to perform its national security function as we go forward.
Regarding the election, Pompeo says we need to let the election process run its course.
The world is watching what's taking place here. We're going to count all the votes. When the process is complete, there'll be electors selected. There's a process. The Constitution lays it out pretty clearly.
The Trump campaign has called on Georgia's top election official to take steps related to the planned vote recount to ensure confidence in our electoral process, including verifying voter eligibility and a full hand count of all ballots. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Obamacare is in front of the U.S. Supreme Court once again. Justices taking up another case today involving the decade-old law that now doesn't have a penalty for refusing to buy insurance. Congress got rid of that penalty 3 years ago. Many Americans are wishing a happy birthday to this group of Americans who answered the nation's call, no matter the crisis.
United States Marine Corps turns 245 years old today. Hoorah! Happy birthday, Marine. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Regarding the Marines, Ronald Reagan once said, some people spend an entire lifetime wondering if they made a difference in the world, but Marines don't have that problem. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking to Super Dave Harrington. Now, when you go out into the forest, how do you carry a big old 10-millimeter pistol? How many spare magazines do you carry for that? I mean, I know what you do when you're... Well, I was going to say, I just know that you, I know how you, what you carry when you're, you know, in the urban area or the suburban area. Right. What about when you are in the wild?
I have a custom leather, I call it the number five, Laredo number five rig. It's a custom leather chest rig that is perfect. Perfectly centers the blaster on my chest for immediate access, you know, over, you know, whatever heavy clothing I have on. I carry five spare magazines.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just psychological comfort, just, you know, so I know I have enough to make it out and back to the vehicle. The main thing is I have that holster is designed to work with a Surefire X300 light on the gun. So I basically, you know, it's a gun light combo. And it's just bone stock. There's no, I do have Trichicon HDX or night sights on it. But other than that, it's just stock G20.
Right.
Which is more than adequate to deliver, and commensurate with the caliber. A lot of work that I do with that specific pistol is at 50 to 100 yards. And that is simply because the 10 millimeter from a caliber standpoint is perfectly capable of, taking deer sized game out to those distances. Provided you have the skill, to get the hit.
Now when you say the skill, at a 200 yard shot on a, with a 10 millimeter, how much is that going to look like a mortar shot? I've never tried that with a 10 millimeter.
Not at all. It's much, flatter than, 45 ACP.
Okay.
Really can't compare the two trajectories, but for example, on a, say an F6 steel target.
Right.
At 200 yards, I would use a net hold to hit in the chest with a 10 millimeter.
Gotcha.
Whereas with a 45 ACP, I'm probably floating the front sight anywhere about 2.5 to 3 feet over the target at that distance.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. I got to ask this question.
Right.
Simply because now you got my interest peaked. Now the Glock 20 has a 15 round capacity. That's pretty good capacity for a caliber with that kind of punch.
Punch, yeah.
Is there any need to actually carry one of those in a suburban setting?
Sure, I would do it myself if I could afford to do it. The kind of the swirly thing with a 10 millimeter is after the FBI, based on the Miami shootout,
right,
which I believe was April of 86.
Right.
The FBI wanted to up their game to 10 millimeter over 9, only to find out that was not necessarily the thing to do. Because, 10 mil is, legit 10 millimeters, a handful.
Yep.
So there were, majority of agents were having a problem with caliber itself and shooting well. So that got turned down into the invention of the 40 Smith & Wesson, which satisfied that niche requirement. And you could call the 40 a 10 mil short. But the, thing about it is, after that whole thing transpired, you just don't find 10 millimeter ammo readily available like you used to be able to.
Now, when you say you don't find it, are you talking about real 10 millimeter ammo, real serious loads, the
yeah.
ones that are? Oh, yeah, okay.
Right. Now, the majority of, and I'm just going out on a limb saying this, but the majority of your major firearms manufacturers kind of downloaded the 10 mil a little bit.
Yeah.
But some manufacturers just stopped making it. It's just not as prolific as it used to be in the late 80s, early 90s.
What kind of a load do you consider to be a serious 10 millimeter load?
Off the top of my head, what I'm using is Buffalo Bullets, and I want to say it's 200 grains at about 1,300 feet per second.
Yeah, that's really hot. Yeah.
That's smoking.
That is smoking.
That's ammo.
I guess my other question would be, does that not beat the gun to death? Does the Glock handle that?
Yeah, Glock handles look fine.
Gotcha. Okay, well, hey. Never shot those, Dave. Never shot them.
I understand, but it's a perfectly good question, man, because it's just like anything else. You know, if you pound a lot of high energy fodder through your gun, you're going to reduce its life span or its expectancy, you know?
Right.
But if I could afford to shoot 10 millimeter like I'd fire 9 millimeter, I would certainly do it.
So do you carry 9 millimeter most of the time? Because you train with it most of the time?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. And it's the most prolific and readily available ammo.
Yeah. I can see that. I look at the 10 millimeter as sort of a specialty tool in the urban setting. I could have seen a lot of people carrying that, say, in Nice, France, after that guy jumped in the truck and killed 80-some-odd people with truck. I could see where that would come into play if you actually had real loads for that and everything. But I have actually carried one, but I didn't have the serious loads you're talking about. I had some sort of 180 grain, something that I think was like 1,100 feet per second. It was sort of hot, but it wasn't as hot as 10 millimeter can handle.
Right. So,
anyway, we're coming up on the next break, and Super Dave, well, you can catch Super Dave. You should you should start putting a blog on your website. Just put, you know, the world according to Dave.
I'm looking at that.
Yeah, you should do that. I'm sure, and then people could go in there and check in with you there, as well as checking in with you on Facebook at DaveHarrington.com. This is Combat Pistol Craft with Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave, I'm asking him about stuff I've never asked him before because I'm actually thinking about doing, I don't know to what degree I would do this. Now, when you go out there into the wild, do you ever carry a long gun with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I keep my anti-personnel package with me.
Okay.
Pretty much at all times.
Right.
Now, depending on, you know, if it's a legitimate hunt, I just focus on using G20, you know, handgun hunting. That's what it's about.
Right.
But I'm prepared for any eventuality.
Now, the anti-personnel package, is that something you leave in your vehicle, or do you actually carry it with you?
Okay. No. It's how I have it packaged. It's just basically a little backpack.
Right.
You know, you're familiar with the Law tactical folding knuckles
yes.
for ARs?
Yes.
I've just got a work gun, and I fold it up. And it's, I've got a nice little gear bag that is specifically made for that purpose. And it's very small, compact, and allows you to carry, you know, an AR in that configuration very easily, you know, with the requisite, you know, 4 or 5 extra mags, no big deal.
Right.
You don't want to turn it into, you know, a 100-pound rucksack.
Right.
But it's dual task as my anti-personnel / possibles bag. You know, whatever additional gear, you know, I may have, binos, laser rangefinder, food, water, first aid gear, you know, stuff like that. It's I've got it set up pretty nice.
What kind of a bag do you use for that? I'm curious.
I have
one of the newer Army duffel bags that zips and has the, you know, the back straps, right, and the handles. And I thought about throwing my, as you put it, the anti-personnel stuff in that and just throwing it in there just so I could grab it if I have to run from the vehicle, or grab it and, you know, pull it out and deploy it and then throw it on my back to carry it around.
Right. Now, I have that specific bag in my hand, and, you know, I don't see if there was a name tag or anything on it. It's not on there now. I think I got it off of Amazon. It was, you know, gear today is nothing like it used to be. You know, everybody and their brother is sewing some kind of gear bags. It's great. There's more, you know, you have more choice and variety in respect to, you know, gun bags for gear than you've ever had.
Right.
And this one, I'll make sure I do the homework on it, and I'll get the info to you.
I'd like to know that. The duffel bag works pretty good. I've got a couple of backpacks I try to throw out there and everything else. The truth of the matter is, if I have a backpack and I throw everything in it, everything's probably going to come out of it and just go on me. I'm not really that. My anti-personnel kit needs to be sort of light just to absorb, so my knees can absorb it. I tried to run around with a fully set up plate carrier one time with the water bladder and, you know, 20 magazines on it. And that was painful. You know, that was painful. I felt like a weeble.
Right.
So, anyway. Anyhow. That does interest me, though. So, what about shotguns? I've never asked you about shotguns. Do they have any place in the world of Dave?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The 12-gauge shotgun is the hammer of God.
Okay.
The based on some of the best shotgun training I've ever had was provided by Louis Auerbach, who has since passed on. But he was out of South Africa. And another guy I'd like to mention in respect to shotgunning is Rob Hawk out of Ohio.
Okay.
Rob's got some very serious shotgun skills. Now, when I say shotgun skills, I'm talking specifically anti-personnel skills. You know, I use a classic wood furniture Remington 870 police as, you know, my 12-gauge and my battery.
Right.
And, you know, with you know, the appropriate selection of ammo, it's a very versatile blaster.
Well, I've been thinking I need to get back into shotguns. I don't own one currently.
Right.
mainly because most of the shotguns that I've ever owned had a max capacity of 6 rounds.
Right.
And then you've got to be like a sleight of hand magician to do that really fast reloading that they do. And I just kind of found that sort of a hindrance, to be honest with you.
Well, the fact of the matter is you're going to be good running a shotgun. If you're not firing it, you should be loading it.
Right.
And it takes, you know, work to be good at it, running a shotgun well. Now, whether it's, you know, like an 870 pump or some flavor of semi-auto, and when I think semi-auto, immediately the Beretta 1301 comes to mind. The fact remains the same. If you're not firing it, you need to be loading it, regardless of its capacity.
Right.
Because, you know, it's limited capacity. Within the realm of common sense. Take an extended mag tube on the gun.
Never run a semi-auto just simply because with the semi-auto, I've always been told that you have to dial in whatever ammo you've got going in it, and I have seen certain semi-autos actually make a shooter pay for not dialing it in.
Right. Well, I believe, you might want to look into it, but as I understand it, the Beretta 1301 kind of cracked the code on that.
Yeah.
As I understand it, it'll pretty much eat anything.
Well, I might have to look into that.
But, you know, individual guns are individual guns.
Yep. So when you ever, you know what, I don't have time to ask you this question. Well, no, I don't have time to ask you this question.
Okay.
We're going to run out. Do you ever carry one of those to the woods with you?
An A70?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Squirrel hunting? Yeah. Load them up.
Gotcha. All right.
Make a big old squirrel head jambalaya.
Yeah, I guess you could call that once you pop one of those with a 12-gauge shell. Anyway, for everybody out there to check out Super Dave and everything that he's got going on, go to Dave Harrington at Facebook. You can catch his website, which is a work in progress, combatspeed.com. And right now, probably the closest thing he's doing to training anybody right now is showing up on Tuesdays and answering my dumb questions, and I do appreciate that.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Take care and be safe.
Keep on healing, and I'll talk to you soon.
Roger that. Take care, man.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. When we get back, we're going to talk to somebody that is a pro-Second Amendment, never Trumper, which was surprising to me to find that out. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.